The Vice President of the European Commission, Franco Frattini, has been paying a brief visit to Prague. Mr. Frattini came to the Czech capital in his capacity as Commissioner for Justice and Home Affairs, and on Thursday held talks with the Czech Interior Minister Ivan Langer and Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil. High on the agenda was the enlargement of Schengen later this year, when the Czech Republic and 9 other states will be admitted to the border-free zone.
I may say Czech Republic is well on track towards joining Schengen area by December. We will be preparing all things in order to make it possible lifting land borders and maritime borders, is not the case of Czech Republic, of course, by December, before Christmas.
That's good news for those joining this year, given that for some time Brussels had been talking of putting back enlargement until a later date. It was afraid newer EU members hadn't done enough to implement an enhanced border security system. Brussels relented, but nevertheless, are the present 15 members worried about the accession of new, mostly ex-communist countries?
Well, I would not say that current Schengen member states are worried about the enlargement. I would say all the security requirements should be met. The second precondition is that the system of interconnection of security at external borders be operational. The evaluation will be carried out on the state-by-state basis. But, frankly speaking, I talked about Czech Republic. Czech Republic is well on track. But our effort should be to bring together all the new member states to join Schengen by December.
Currently, many Czechs are frustrated about having to get a visa to travel to the US and Canada, when citizens of those states can freely enter the Czech Republic. The Italian commissioner said he was working to change that perceived injustice.
Our first political goal is to overcome inequalities between member states and member states. That's no longer acceptable. I've decided, after informing the Council in Luxembourg, to prepare, jointly with the president in office, Minister Schäuble of Germany, to send a letter to the United States and to Canada by reaffirming this clear political principle.
Franco Frattini also discussed extradition with the Czech Justice and Interior Ministers and made reference to high-profile cases in which Prague wants other states to hand over notorious fugitives, Radovan Krejčíř, he's wanted for murder and large-scale fraud, and the Pirate of Prague, Viktor Kozhany.
I have been informed about sensitive cases concerning Czech Republic, about South of Africa or Bahamas, where I think a closer cooperation in harmonizing rules of extradition with international partners are absolutely necessary.
Franco Frattini, the European Commissioner for Justice and Home Affairs, speaking in Prague on Thursday. Now on Radio Prague, time for something rather different.